Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for live Tri-County High School basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, everybody, from Moravia High School, home of the Blue Devils. That's what the signs say as we come into town, a capacity crowd. The Sydney cheering section is jam-packed. There's probably nobody left in Sydney tonight. And for Moravia, well, I just had to climb up through the bleachers, and they have an absolutely jam-packed crowd, too. So you're going to see basketball on a Wednesday night here on WCDO. It will be the game between the Moravia Blue Devils and the Sydney Warriors. All brought your way by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all of your transportation needs, service, sales, and daily rentals, all backed up by expert service. Chambers and O'Hara, they're the name to know. The folks at Chambers and O'Hara wish all the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and future games coming up this season. Chase Miller is at my side again. We've got him pushing the pencil. You know, Chase, you don't have a helper tonight. You're going to have to keep score by yourself.
Yeah, I guess so.
Things are tough, aren't they? But I'll tell you, we saw a dandy of a ball game last night.
Oh, buddy, did we. That was between Tioga and BG, and, wow, Tioga just kind of a...
won it big.
Yeah.
67-44 was the score, but a lot of fans were looking down the road for another game. There's a game right here.
Which was between Harpersville and Moravia, and Harpersville won that 82-53.
A couple of outstanding individual performances. Of course, everybody has been talking about Hannah Kimmel for quite some time. There's a gal by the name of Kara McDuffie from Tioga. What a show we saw last night.
23 points, yeah, I'd say so.
And up here, it wasn't so bad because Hannah Kimmel pretty much demolished Moravia by themselves, and she had 39 points in that contest.
Well, they only got 82, so she pretty much scored half of them.
Half of them right there. In any event, we have 8 minutes showing on the clock. Both teams are down here in front of us right now going through their warm-ups. The officials are here. It looks like everybody's here, including... three different police agencies were directing traffic and are maintaining crowd control. So in any event, we're going to be ready to go in just a few moments. So we'll be back with the starting lineups and a look at the ball game ahead of us. You're listening to live basketball on WCDO Sydney.
No quirks, no gimmicks, no crazy taglines. Just sales, service, consistency, and a personal guarantee. That's what you get every day at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Cork O'Hara invites you to stop by, and one of their longtime sales associates will help you get the vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And when you find that perfect vehicle, Eli Kelly will assist you with financing. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. Their name and reputation is all you need to know. Stop by or call 563-4311 or check them out online at chambersohara.com.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com. or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus Third Pounders, mastered the Angus Snack Wraps with one hand, but this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Burger, a sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It tastes as good as it sounds. The simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Prices and participation may vary.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
So warm-ups are still going on here at Moravia. Starting lineups, I'm certain we're going to have them broadcast from the field, but we'll try to get through them right now. First for the visiting Sydney Warriors. There are no changes. If you have followed the Warriors throughout the year, these are all familiar names. Number 12, senior Andy Kozak. Number 20, senior Josh Wilf. Number 21, senior Dylan Umbra. Number 33, senior Alex Heil. And rounding out the all-senior team, number 44, the big man on the floor, Tanner Westcott. For the Moravia Blue Devils, they will be starting number 3, a senior, Dylan Langtree. And they will have number 12, a sophomore, Dylan Powers. Also in the starting lineup, number 20, senior, Nick Dwyer. Number 22, senior, Lee Wakefield. And rounding out the starting lineup, number 25, Ryan Nesbitt. So it's going to be four seniors and one sophomore. It's very interesting because as you drive into Moravia, you get the idea of a little bit of civic pride. The banners that you see on light poles in most towns that say, welcome to our village, or enjoy the snowflakes, or whatever the season happens to be, it says, welcome to Moravia, home of the Blue Devils. And you see those banners all up and down Main Street. I was driving through Moravia several months ago, and I noticed them at that time, and I was just dumbfounded to see that there was that much school spirit. I actually took a photo and sent it to another school administrator friend of mine and said, wow, this is a pretty cool idea. You ought to think of it. So it'll be the battle between Sydney and Moravia. There's another ball game going on at the same time tonight, and the winners of these two games will be at the arena at 6:45 on Saturday evening. But that is right after a 5 o'clock contest that you're going to want to be aware of, and you're probably going to want to be watching. The Harpersville Lady Hornets will be going up against Tioga, the Tioga Tigers. That game will pit Hannah Kimmel, we'll get the right syllables here, and Kara McDuffie, and they'll be meeting head-to-head. And that should be one dandy of a contest. So lots of activity coming your way. We will have, I'm assuming, I haven't checked with all the powers that be, but I'm assuming that we will be at the arena on Saturday afternoon or early Saturday evening, and we hope that you will be there too. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports, with the rights granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or republication of any of this program without the express written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So we are just moments away from the start of this ball game. Both teams have about another minute of warm-ups, and then they will go through the pregame ceremonies here. And as we said before, there is an absolute capacity crowd here at Moravia this evening. So you hang on. We'll have basketball coming up for you in just a few moments. And after that, of course, it's going to be winner take all. You're listening to Basketball on a Wednesday night on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has six top-load single washers and seven heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza. At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
R&R Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
At Wilbur National Bank, customers tell us it's not numbers that matter, but people. So if you're looking for business banking, make us part of your plans. If you're looking for personal banking, make us part of your future. Either way, you'll get the great service we built our reputation on. See why all banks are not alike, and why for over 130 years, our customers couldn't agree more.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
What do these items have in common?
Yankee Candles, Webkinz Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Good evening again, everybody. Harry Graves along with Chase Miller. We are having the introduction of players here at Moravia High School, and we've got basketball for you coming up very, very quickly. There are a couple of other games around the area that might be of interest tonight. Some of you are interested in the other game that will be played at Elmira Notre Dame. That will determine the opponent for the winner of tonight's game. Spencer Van Etten will be playing at Elmira Notre Dame, and that game is getting underway just about now. In Class C activity, the Edmiston Panthers are taking on the Hancock. I think they're Wildcats, if I remember right. Anyway, that game is being played for the Class D game up at SUNY Oneonta. So there are lots of games going on tonight on boys' side. In this case, here, we have ourselves just moments away. And so many of these players we have seen before. We told you it will be Kozak, Wills, Umbra, Hyam, and Westcott for the Sydney Warriors. And they have a very loyal following here. I saw many, many familiar faces from the Tri-Town area. It will be Langtree, Powers, Dwyer, Wakefield, and Nesbitt. Four seniors and a sophomore playing for the Blue Devils of Moravia. The players are not being introduced by the team. They are being introduced, one player for Sydney, one for Moravia, and two for Sydney and two for Moravia. And they're doing their thing right now. There are four men out on the field, and or the court, I guess we would say, and we're just about ready to go. The youngster is going to be number 12. That is Dylan Powers for Moravia. And everybody else in the starting lineup is going to be a senior. As far as the cheerleaders are concerned, normal contingent, except there is a Blue Devil decked out all with blue. What?
Kind of a creepy-looking Blue Devil.
We'll see how crazy things can get.
Kind of looks like a superhero slash monster in blue.
Yep. Yep. Okie doke. Here we go, folks. Harpersville won the game up here last night. Harpersville girls knocked off the lady Blue Devils rather convincingly. As one of the men said, nope, nope, for 30 points. Well, it was. It was 82-53. Now both teams out on the court and ready to go. Not only do we have a packed house here, they have closed circuit television down the hall, and I guess throughout the community, there is a camera located just above our head, and that is broadcasting the game out live to the world. Here we go. Ready to go. The first half is up. Grabbed down by Sydney. Andy Kozak reaches out, grabs it in, fires it back to Josh Wills, Wilts off on the near side to Dylan Umbra. Ball is going to be stolen away. It's the sophomore who manages to come out with it. Dylan Powers coming down, goes back out front. Look out. Long shot. Number 25, Ryan Nesbitt. Three-point play makes it look easy. He was out two or three steps high of the foul shot area, and away he went, and it went in. We have a whistle. It is going to be a foul called on number three. That is Dylan Langtree. So Langtree getting the first foul, the first miscue of this ball game. Josh Wilt stepping out, getting ready to inbound the ball. He comes over on the near side, flips it out to Alex Hile, and back they go to Wilts again. Wilts is going to be the ball handler. Down into the corner, far side, Umbra back out front, top of the key, open man, Wilts. Wilts going to feed it off in there to number 21, that is Umbra. Umbra puts it up, it gets iron, bounces back, and Sydney recovers again. Off onto the far side, in underneath, intended for Tanner Westcott, batted out of bounds. Out of bounds off of the Blue Devils. Josh Wilt sets out to inbound the ball again. We'll see which team can quickly overcome those pregame jitters. Ooh, into Tanner Westcott. He tries to go to the hoop. It's going to be blocked away, and the Blue Devils come out of the fray. 1 minute, 15 seconds have ticked off here so far. The ball fed into Lee Wakefield. Wakefield from the right side goes off the glass back through. It's a 5-0 Moravia Blue Devil ball game. Bounce pass intended in for Westcott again, but it's going to be tipped away and stolen out by the Blue Devils. Whoop, look out. Out front again. It is going to be Ryan Nesbitt. Nesbitt, the senior, right from the same position as the first bucket, and he has put through both of those, never touching iron, getting nothing but the back of the rim. 2 3-pointers for him. Down court, it's going to be Umbra. Umbra's shot will not fall, and one of the high, tall men from the Moravia Blue Devils manages to snare it away. In underneath, number 22, that is Lee Wakefield, tries to put up a left side jump shot, won't go. Sydney ball, Umbra down court, up, a little bit off to the left that time. He got lots of metal, nothing but rim. 5:30 on the clock in the opening quarter, 8-0 ball game. Moravia playing in front of the hometown audience, manages to be up by 8. Look out, it's going to be the jumper, Dylan Langtree. He cannot find the right range. Wilts, down court, quickly for the Sydney Warriors, and it's going to be blocked. His shot, he tried to take it on the left side of the lane. It was blocked down, flipped out now to Langtree. Langtree across the midcourt stripe, feeds it out in there to Lee Wakefield. Wakefield, look out, he goes one more time to Nesbitt, but this time Nesbitt does not have the range. Sydney ball, still 8-0 score, 4:50 showing on the clock, opening quarter. Off to Tanner Westcott. Westcott is going to have it blocked. Westcott, who normally can use his height to good advantage to go to the hoop, was met in there by Ryan Nesbitt, and Nesbitt put a hand up and blocked it away. Westcott has not been able to get off a clean shot yet. Langtree and company off on the near side. It is going to be Wakefield. Wakefield back to Langtree. Langtree down the left side, goes in underneath. Whoops! At the last second, fires it out to Nesbitt. Nesbitt off on the right side, could not get it to go. It's Wilson Company up. Whoa, and right immediately, it's going to be batted away by one of the Blue Devils, and down court they go again. We are going to have a foul called in there, and I believe they're going to say it's on number three. Let's see. No? Who'd you get it on? I saw three fingers go up, but they're going to send number 22, Lee Wakefield, to the line, so it's definitely going to be on Sydney. Maybe they're going to, I don't know, I don't see. The only 33 we've got there is Alex Hile, so maybe it's on him. shot is going to be put up and through by Lee Wakefield, and now it's a 9-0 ball game. Wakefield will be shooting one more. He puts it up, he puts it in and out, and it won't go, and Alex Heil comes up with it. Heil feeding it out to Dylan Umbra. Umbra, right side, down into the corner, trying to get away from a man, can't do it, comes back out to Tanner Westcott. Westcott to Umbra, three-point attempt, whoop, nothing but the bottom of the net. And the ball will be taken down by the Moravia Blue Devils. They lead 9-0 in this ballgame. 3:35 showing on the clock, opening quarter. They're going to feed it off to Dwyer. Dwyer to the big man, Nesbitt. Nesbitt off to the youngster, Powers. Powers, left side, drives in and puts it up and through. Powers makes it an 11-0 ball game, and one of the Sydney Warriors was knocked down rather hard that time. Andy Kozak is down. He's up and walking off under his own power, but he went down rather hard. He will be taken out of the ball game, and we will have a Sydney Warrior timeout. So they'll reset their strategies, and there we go. We've got a pause in the action. 11-0 is the score. Moravia out in front. You're listening to WCDO Sydney.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:22 showing on the clock in the opening period. Matt Vogel has checked in and will be coming into the ball game. He also is a senior for Coach Mike Brzee. Coach Todd Mulvaney has finished saying these words to his players, and he takes his position on the bench for the Moravia Blue Devils. Sydney inbounds the ball. Here we go again. Wilf off on the near side. Whoop! Stolen away by Lantry. Dylan Lantry brings it down into the corner, and it's going to be stolen right back by the Sydney Warriors. So we play a little bit of back and forth. Josh Wilf with the ball. Wilf looking to find an open man. Goes into Westcott. Now he goes off to Vogel. Vogel back out to Umbra. Umbra takes the shot. 2 points. He put up a jumper. Had nice soft fingers on it. And it's an 11-2 ball game. 2:39 showing on the clock. With the ball, Wakefield off to the sophomore on the far side. That's Dwyer. Now he goes off to Ryan Nesbitt. Nesbitt has done it so far. He gets another two. Make it 14-2. He has already put up three-pointers in this ballgame. So sweet. So sweet. Wilkes and company. Wilkes, top of the key. Looks left. Looks right. Now goes to Vogel. It goes right back to number 33, Alex Heil. Heil into the corner. Goes down to Wilf. Wilf puts it up, but overshoots the basket. There to grab it in is Dylan Langtry. Langtry finds Dwyer off on the near side. Dwyer still looking around. Wakefield puts it up. Nope, won't go. High into the air is Dylan Umbra, and Umbra grabs it down. Moravia playing before the hometown audience. They are in coming into this ball game today. They were unbeaten. I believe it was 18-0, if I recall right. Look out, down court. It's going to be Dylan or Tanner Westcott. Westcott's going to be fouled as he manages to put the ball up, and it will be number 25. That is going to be on Ryan Nesbitt going to the foul line. Now will be Tanner Westcott. Westcott, the senior, bounces the ball twice, manages to put it up, drops it through. 14-3 is our score. 1:22 showing on the clock, period number one. And the second one by Westcott is up, and it also is good. Okay, there's my boys' bracket sheet. As I said, Moravia 18-0, Sydney 16-2 coming into this ball game tonight. Ball stolen away by the Sydney Warriors. Pouncing on it is Wilt. Wilt now goes to Umbra. Umbra has it batted away and plays very alert basketball. Dylan Langtree puts a hand out. There's glue on his fingers. He draws it in, fires it down to Wakefield. Wakefield passes NG, and it's going to be Sydney Warrior ball going in for the layup. Matt Vogel manages to find his way down the lane on the right side, put it up and through. Coming back immediately down court is Langtree. Langtree's shot will not go. 14-6 is our score. Umbra and Wilt fired away, intended in there for Alex Kyle, but coming in to grab it is number 22, Wakefield, and a whistle on the play. The signal goes 2-0, so that is going to be on Nick Dwyer, his first personal foul. Number 2-0, Josh Wilt, and it will be Moravia inbounding the ball. Sorry about that, folks. Team fouls are now even, two apiece. With the ball, Dylan Langtree. Langtree, right side, bounce passes it in. Goes in there to Dwyer. Dwyer has it batted away. Sydney with the ball. Down court very quickly. Long shot going to be put up as it was put up by Matt Vogel. He happened to see that we were just at the end of the quarter, and he put up a desperation shot. So we are at the end of period number one. 14-6 is our score here. Basketball from Moravia on a Wednesday night on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. You'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. There is a difference.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Period number two has started. The ball will be in the hands of the Blue Devils. Wakefield off on the far side, looks over for Nesbitt. Nesbitt back top of the key. He's going in there to Powers. Shot from the far side. Nope, won't go. Lots of metal, and it goes back into the hands of Lee Wakefield, and Wakefield puts up a little short layup. 10-point lead again for Moravia. 16-6 is our score. Sydney Warriors. Now they have the starting contingent back in the ball game. So Vogel has gone out. Oh, look out. Tanner Westcott finds the zone that he loves. He was right in under that basket, had a little short layup. That makes it a 16-8 ball game. And the ball is going to be batted away again by the Sydney Warriors. One of the men is tripped up, and the ball is going to be free, picked up by Moravia. The Blue Devils again managed to get a quick turnover, turnover, turnover. Bang, bang. Dwyer feeds it off in there to Wakefield. Wakefield, left side, layup two. 18-8 is our score. Josh Wilts across the midcourt stripe. Stops, looks around, and then comes off to Umbra on the near side. 6:27, period number two. With the ball, Alex Heil. Heil dumps it off at the last moment to Wilts. Wilts shot up and good. No good, excuse me. Grabbed off by Tanner Westcott. Westcott can't get it to go either. And going out of bounds is Andy Kozak. Kozak fires that into the knees of one of the Blue Devils. And it will be Inbounding situation for the Sydney Warriors. Stepping out of bounds. Josh Wills over his head. Now lofts it up. He's going over there to Kozak. Kozak down the line left side. Up. Going to be blocked. Oh, stealing the ball away, Alex Heil. Heil goes to the hoop. He's going to be fouled. The foul given in there by number 25. That is Ryan Nesbitt. And number 33, Alex Heil, will go to the foul line. 18-8 is our score. Period number 2, 6:06 showing on the clock. Alex shot. Oh, nothing but the bottom of the bucket. So give the senior his first point. Couple of reserves coming into the ball game. Chandler Benson, number 10, comes in for the Blue Devils. And who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? I guess that's it. Somebody else was moving around there momentarily, and I thought there were going to be two. Second shot by Heil is up and good. 18-10 is our score. You're listening to Basketball on a Wednesday Night on WCDO Sydney. Harry Graves along with Chase Miller. Chase faithfully keeping the stats again tonight. It's amazing, kiddo. We have seen all of these faces before playing football, or, well, pretty much all of them. Look out. Langtree trying to go to the hoop. It's going to be batted out of bounds off one of the Sydney Warriors. So Langtree, who tried to get a little layup down the baseline, it wouldn't go. They're going to hand it out to his teammate, Nick Powers. Powers happens to be that sophomore. Interesting thing. Woo! Backcourt violation as Powers inbounded a little bit too far. The guy that came into the ballgame, Chandler Benson, who came in, is a freshman. So two underclassmen in for the Blue Devils. Here we go. Sydney Warriors with the ball. 5:38. Bounce pass. Goes over on the far side to Umbra. Dylan Umbra tries to manage to find an opening, and he can't do it. He goes back in there to Tanner Westcott. Back to Umbra. Umbra now testing the lane on the left and the right side. Won't go. He manages to get it back out going into number 33, Alex Heil. And Heil is going to be called for an offensive foul. Alex Heil took the pass way down in the corner, put his head down, and he got called for a violation. Up off the bench, number 55. That is senior Logan Raymond. He'll be coming into this ballgame momentarily. Langtree with the ball, feeds it off to number 12, Dylan Powers. Powers comes to the top of the key, puts it up, it will not fall. Sydney ball, down court very quickly, batted out of bounds by Moravia. Well, we are certainly seeing fast action as people are moving up and down that court. Lots of press here tonight. We are broadcasting from an elevated position, beautiful facilities. This is called The Nest, and it's just for the media. Shot, long one put up. It will not fall. Andy Kozak testing a three-point area, but it wouldn't go. Langtree now going to try to go down the court for the Blue Devils. His shot won't go. Back to Umbra. Umbra shot. It won't go. So we've had Bang Bang playing, but no change in the score. Moravia still leading it by a score of 18-10, 4.5 minutes remaining in period number 2. We will be broadcasting from the arena come Saturday. At least it's going to be the Harpersville girls in a 5 p.m. game, and should the Sydney Warriors prevail, again at 6:45. With the ball, Dylan Powers putting it up, and it goes around the metal and whips back out. The sophomore cannot manage to drop it through. Sydney ball. Umbra, top of the key, looks around. He wants to find a man to go to. We'll go to Kozak, back over to Umbra. Umbra trying to find an open man. Whoop, nobody's free. Finally, it goes out to Tanner Westcott. Westcott says, heck, I'll take the three-pointer. He puts it up. It won't fall. But he said, that's the best I had at that moment. Look out. Whistle, and it's going to be called on Nick Dwyer. Dwyer takes that traveling step. Remember that old saying? It says you can get away with those little bitty steps, but you can't take those big ones? The official was right there to look at it. Logan Raymond, the senior, feeds the ball in to Dylan Umbra. 3:30 on the clock. The ball down the lane, Josh Wilson. It's going to be blocked and knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Moravia. Josh Wilson, left side, underneath the basket, bounce passes it into Raymond. And Raymond is going to be almost tied up, and the ball is going to be tipped away. And out of bounds it goes. And where are we? We're going to have a discussion here. I can see that. Before we have time for any sort of discussion, we're going to have timeout. Called by the Blue Devils, the power of blue pride. So we've got a pause in the action. 18-10 is our score. Period number two from Moravia Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We said power of blue pride. The fans are having a great time. They're whooping it up, and they're bringing all sorts of spirit to this court. On the court, it's going to be Chandler Benson with the ball for Moravia. He feeds it back out to Langtree. Langtree, top of the key. He looks around, comes off on the near side to Dwyer. Dwyer into 22. Wakefield. And Wakefield trying the lane and cannot get it to fall. Sydney takes the ball back over again. Kozak off on the left side. Comes back out to Wills. Wills being guarded in there by Powers. Bounce pass goes into Westcott. Westcott now takes the center of the lane. Up and through. And he is fouled. Fouled in there by number 22. 22, Lee Wakefield. He picks up a foul. Now there are four against the Blue Devils, three against the Sydney Warriors, and going to the foul line will be Tanner Westcott. Westcott's first shot, bottom of the hoop. It is now 18-11. As slowly but surely, the Sydney Warriors are chipping away. Foul shot number two. Westcott takes his time, and he gets the bottom of the rim again. So, as a result, it is now a six-point ball game. 18-12 is our score. Harry Graves and Chase Miller from Moravia High School. Sydney Warrior basketball on WCDO. Dylan Langtree trying to get around number 20, Josh Wilkes. He can't do it. Foul on Wilkes. Foul on Wilkes. So each team with four fouls at this point. Langtree, cross court, goes to Wakefield. Wakefield, being challenged by Dylan Umbra, puts it up, can't make it fall, gets his own rebound, feeds it back out front to Langtree. Langtree off on the near side to Powers. Powers back up top of the key. Now he's going to try the right side. Umbra watching him like a hawk. Coming off to the near side to Dwyer. Dwyer backcourt goes to Powers. Powers feeds it off to Benson. Benson down in the corner. He is only a freshman, but he is a tall freshman. Off to the near side to Powers. Powers puts it up and through. 2 points. 20-12 is our score. You always look for those hands when there's a long shot, hoping that it's going to be a three-pointer. That was not. Look out. That was Josh Wilkes trying to put it up, and that would have been a three-pointer, but it hit the iron away at Lamb, and a whistle is going to be called. Call in there on number 5-5. So it is going to be a foul against Logan Raymond, the fifth team foul for the Sydney Warriors. The basket by Dwyer was good. So it's a 10-point ball game again. And to make matters worse, Dwyer is going to the foul line. 1 minute, 24 seconds left in period number two. 10-point lead for Moravia. Dwyer at the line, puts it up, whoop, won't go, hits the front of the rim and comes back down. Matt Vogel is back in the ball game for the Sydney Warriors. He brings it across, goes to Umbra. Umbra shot up, nope, won't go, won't go. Grabbing it, one of the Blue Devils, they're going to feed it out to Langtree. Langtree will bring it across midcourt. Looks to Dwyer on the near side. Dwyer, middle of the lane, and finally bounces it off at the last moment to Benson. Benson's shot is going to be blocked. 22-12 is our score as now we're inside the one-minute mark. Umbra looks to Westcott, says, nope, I'm not going to go to you, and goes at the last moment to Kozak. Kozak shot up, left side, no good. Blue Devil ball. Langtree, very much the playmaker. He, a senior, is being guarded by Matt Vogel. Langtree now manages to dump it off to Benson, and the ball will be stolen away by Dylan Umbra. Umbra down to the right side, back to Vogel. 16 seconds, all that they have on the clock. Umbra looking around, goes off to Westcott. Westcott to Vogel, look out, time is running down. Number 55, Raymond, has a bounce pass off to Westcott. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and a violation going to be called against number 1-2. That is number 12, Dylan Powers. And that will give a shooting opportunity to the Sydney Warriors with 2 seconds showing on the clock. Now, they're taking a timeout. I do believe that that was a shooting situation. In any event, we've got a pause in the action. The Moravia Blue Devils lead it by 10, 22-12. You're listening to Basketball on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Chase Miller here at the Nest in Moravia High School. Inbounding situation for the Sydney Warriors. It will be Vogel going into Westcott. It will not score. They only had 2 seconds to try to get the shot off, and that didn't go the way they wanted it to. So we have ourselves halftime, and the Sydney Warriors go into the locker room trailing by 10. 22-12 is our score. So we will be looking at the halftime stats for the fine folks at the Morabito Energy Products Company. Sponsored, of course, by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them, Sydney, 607-HEAT. That's Sydney, New York, 607-563-HEAT. We'll be back with the halftime report here on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Egley Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Egley Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Egley family and Egley Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla?
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate milk, skim milk.
Check out Mang Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Terry Graves and Chase Miller back here at Moravia High School. And we have some of the statistics that have been passed up to us, and we want to thank Mr. Curley for that. If we look at the rebounding, it has been very much a situation for controlled, we'll say, by the good folks at Moravia. They have managed to pick up 14 on defense, 2 on offense, and that pretty much overshadows Sydney's efforts. Looks to me like Sydney's got 12, so it's just a bit of an advantage. Sydney 12 on defensive rebounds and 3 offensive rebounds. And outside of that, I don't think there's anything else that I want to talk about. Bad passes, yeah, we have a few of those. Those definitely don't look too good. So we end up having 7 bad passes for the Sydney Warriors, and I won't talk about individual performances there. And what do we got, 5 fouls, yep. So very much, thank you very much, Mr. Curley. Do appreciate. One other item, and Joe, you may want to take this for the website if you want to. They told us that the halftime score in the Spencer Van Etten Elmira Notre Dame game was 31-12 at the half. So it looks like if things continue, it would be Spencer Van Etten in the contest against the winner of this game down at the arena. The Sydney Warriors came into this game with a 16-2 record. Moravia was top seeded in Class C play with 18-0, and Elmira Notre Dame had managed to get a 16-2 record, and they were second seeded. And then the Sydney Warriors fifth seeded. Let's see, Spencer Van Etten was third seed. So right now you've got third seeded Spencer Van Etten managing to do a number on Elmira Notre Dame, the second seed, 31-12. Was the score at the half. So I don't mean to raise anybody's hopes too quickly, but this is for the marbles right here, folks. It'll be determining who plays down at the arena. Okay, let's look at this ball game. Jerry Harnett and Jim Case are the officials, and they've been calling a dandy game. Just about even, Steven, as far as fouls are concerned. If I remember right, it was 5-5 is what Chase says. As far as individual scoring is concerned, the leading scorer in the ball game was Ryan Nesbitt. Nesbitt pumped in 3 three-pointers in the first quarter of this ball game. He leads all scorers with 9 points. Lee Wakefield has 7. Dylan Powers has 4. And Nick Squire has 2, all for Moravia. That accounts for their 22 points. For the Sydney Warriors, leading scorer, mostly from the foul line, Tanner Westcott. He has managed to put up 4 of his 6 from the charity stripe. And then 2 points apiece for Alex Heil, Dylan Umbra, Matt Vogel. That's all the scoring there has been so far for the Sydney Warriors. So both teams are still in the locker room as they are going through their meetings with their coaches. We'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll come back with period number three. You're listening to Basketball on a Wednesday night, courtesy of radio station WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has six top-load single washers and seven heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, the action is from Moravia tonight, home of the Blue Devils, Terry Graves and Chase Miller, and we are seeing a game. What has impressed you so far in about 2 seconds before we get started with period number three?
Right now what's impressed me is how fast that Moravia defense is.
Oh, both teams are playing very fast basketball. So it is possession, Sydney, and here we go. Period number three. The ball fed into Tanner Westcott. Westcott comes back to number 20. That is going to be Josh Wilson. The ball will be stolen away. Down court quickly. Fellow number 20, it's going to be Nick Dwyer. Dwyer, right side, layup, 2 points. Now it is an exact 2-1 ball game, 24-12. Moravia leads it. They're trying to get to the arena. Pass off on the near side to Wiltz. Wiltz bounce passes it in to Andy Kozak. Kozak going to try the lane. Left side. Nope, won't go. Goes back out front to Tanner Westcott. Westcott has the ball powered down by Dylan Nesbitt. Nesbitt just hammered it out of bounds. So Wiltz and company will try it again. Wiltz over the end line. On the left side, fires it way out front to Alex Heil. Heil off on the near side to Dylan Umbra. Umbra, three-pointer, makes it a 24-15 contest. Oh, I love good ball games, folks. I made that remark earlier that I just enjoy a good high school football or basketball game. It is Powers with the ball, the sophomore down in the corner, left side, feeds it back out front to Wakefield. Wakefield tries to put it up and through, it won't go. Finally, it's going to be saved by one of his teammates, and it's batted out to Langtree. Langtree, three-point attempt from the top of the circle, won't go. In underneath number 12, Dylan Powers grabs it down, and finally the Sydney Warriors come out of the pack with the ball. Wills slowly down the right side, comes in to Tanner Westcott, bing! No, it will not go off the back of the iron, and we are going to have a wrestle, and finally Tanner Westcott is going to be called for holding. 24-15 is our score. 6:17 showing on the clock. Period number three. And the ball will be inbounded by the Blue Devils. Langtree off on the near side to Powers. Powers finds an open man in Dwyer. Dwyer puts it up. It won't go. But the rebound is going to be grabbed by the Blue Devils. And down the lane is Langtree. Number three, Dylan Langtree, makes it a 21-point game. Now let's try that again. Makes it an 11-point ball game. 26-15 is our score. Westcott has the ball. Battles his way in. Can't get it to fall. And it is going to be again rebounded by the Blue Devils. And a ball fired the full length of the court. It hits off the bottom of the rim. Sydney will get it. Down court quickly is Umbra. Umbra trying to put it up. It won't fall. And it goes back to the Blue Devils. And you talked about fast before. This time they break so quickly that it's going to be a traveling violation called against Moravia. And Coach Todd Mulvaney pacing up and down in front of the bench for the Blue Devils. 5:12 showing on the clock. Sydney down by 11. The Warriors have the ball. Dylan Umber shoots it, but a little bit off the mark, and it'll be down into the hands of the Blue Devils once again. Langtree and company. He's going to dump it off at the last moment to Wakefield. Wakefield comes to Powers. Powers back to Wakefield. Wakefield into the corner to Nesbitt. And now they're going to go back and start it all over again. They go back out front to Langtree. And the ball will be batted away. Batted away by number 12, Andy Kozak. And while the Blue Devils set it up, we're going to see Langtree trying to come by again. He's going to be guarded in there by Josh Wilson. Finally, the ball is going to be out of bounds off the Blue Devils. Sydney Warrior ball. 4.5 minutes left here in period number three. Alex Heil bounce passes it in to Josh Wills. Wills just slowly bringing it up court. Fires it down to Umbra in the left corner. Out front again to Alex Heil. Heil goes over to Wills. Wills comes back over to Andy Kozak. The starters that have played most of this ball game. We have had one substitution, and that was Matt Bogle. He's been in a couple of times, but it's pretty much been the starter. Shot going to be put up by Kozak. It won't fall. Blue Devil ball. 26-15 is our score. Dylan Langtree going to be picked up by Josh Wills. He'll move the ball off to the near side to Powers. Goes back to Langtree. Langtree drives the lane. Makes it look easy. He went down the left side of the lane, and the Moravia Blue Devils lead it 28-15. 3.5 minutes left in period number three, and the ball is batted out of bounds. They're going to say it will be Sydney Warrior ball. Josh Wilts looks right into the eyes of Dylan Powers, and he finally has to bring it all the way into midcourt. And around the Sydney Warriors go. Jump shot up by Andy Kozak, and Kozak manages to get three. 28-18 is our score, and with that, we have got timeout. So we've got a pause in the action. Well, Mr. Chase, this is one wild and woolly ball game, and we have seen girls' games that were fast and boys' games that are faster.
Yeah, I go to write down one basket, and I look in another, and the ball's going on the other side.
Well, the cheerleading staff for the Blue Devils holding up the old sign that says, "Here we go," meaning we're going to the arena. That's the goal, is Saturday's Class C championship game down at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton. And the winner of this ball game will be playing the winner of the Spencer Van Etten Elmira Notre Dame contest right now, or at halftime of the game at Elmira Notre Dame. It was led by Spencer Van Etten by a considerable amount. So here we go, folks. The Sydney Warriors are in on the defense, and Dylan Langtree inbounds the ball for the Moravia Blue Devils. 3-2-1, showing on the clock. Period number three. Cross court pass to Dwyer. Dwyer back out front to Langtree. Langtree, definitely the playmaker on this club, goes in to Ryan Nesbitt. Nesbitt back to Langtree. Langtree, oh, in underneath. You could see that one developing. He went in there to Lee Westcott. Westcott puts it up and through. 30-18 is our score. Sweet, sweet play in underneath. Only one foul. That is against the Sydney Warriors here in the second half of the ball game. Bounce pass, Sydney Warriors. It's going to Kozak. Kozak back out to Wills. All the play. Now over on the right side. Umbra comes back out front. Has Wills out there. Off on the left side, and it's going to be Andy Kozak, but he can't make it fall. So there are days when things just don't go for you. Mike Brzee up off the bench, walks down, says, "Matt Vogel, get back in there. We need firepower now." In underneath, the ball will be brought down the baseline by Nick Dwyer and batted out of bounds. And with that, Matt Vogel coming into the ball game, and number 12, Andy Kozak, will take a rest on the bench. Meanwhile, it is Dylan Powers who will fire the ball in, goes in there to Langtree. Langtree, top of the key to Wakefield. Wakefield now back to Langtree. Langtree will fire it up. A scramble for the loose ball, finally picked up by the Warriors. 1:55, period number three. 12-point ball game. Moravia leaves it. Matt Vogel on the far side. Vogel feeds it off in there to Josh Wiltz. Wiltz trying to find an open man, has Alex Heil. Alex Heil, cross court to Vogel. Matt Vogel twists and turns, can't make it fall. Can't make it fall. Vogel tried to go down the lane, it wouldn't go for him. And the Blue Devils come out of the pack with the ball. 1:26 showing, they still lead it by 12. Lee Wakefield off on the near side, back to Langtree. Langtree tries to set things up. Now he's in the right side, and back out at the top of the key is Dwyer. Now they feed it in to number 12, Dylan Powers. Back out to Langtree. Langtree down the center of the lane. It is a little bit short. A little bit short, but they scramble, and the Blue Devils come out with the ball. They are playing a wonderful ball game today as far as pass, pass, pass. Langtree and company going to the left side. Powers over there. In. Oh, it's so sweet as Nesbitt tried to put up a little short jumper. Got a lot of iron on the thing, and they're going to be called for traveling before anybody's able to come out of the pack with it. 43 seconds on the clock. Period number three. Not a single fan has left this ball game, a 12-point game, but it could be anybody. Look out, Dylan Umbra, basket. Dylan Umbra had time, came from right to left, and put it up, and bingo. It is a 30-20 game. Look out, here goes Umbra again. Umbra again for two, and it's 30-22. And all of a sudden, we see the folks over on the Moravia bench saying, ooh, maybe this isn't so sweet. Langtree across the midcourt stripe. Coach up yelling out plays. Langtree still holding on to it. It goes off to Nesbitt. Nesbitt puts up the shot. It would have been three, but it doesn't count. It didn't hit any of the bottom of the net, and the buzzer sounds. So at the end of three complete periods of this ball game, we have Moravia leading 30-22 over the Sydney Warriors. You're listening to live basketball on a Wednesday evening on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
R&R Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Down to the final quarter. The Blue Devils have the ball for Moravia. It's going to be Langtree. Fires it back out to the top of the keys. Goes in there to number 22, Wakefield. Wakefield back to Langtree. Langtree shoots it up. Won't go. He took one from down in the corner left side. Got lots of rim, and the Sydney Warriors will get the ball. They trail in this ball game by 8. 30-22 is our score. It is into the hands of Josh Wills. Wills trying to find an open man. Sydney would love to make this a ball game. It is going to be Vogel, Matt Vogel, back to Wills, back this time to Alex Heil. Heil going to test the waters a little bit, but he, at the last moment, turns up, feeds it off to Vogel. Vogel to Umbra. Umbra puts up the shot. It won't go. Scramble for the rebound, and finally, coming out of the fray, it is going to be a white jersey, Langtree and company. In underneath, intended in there for Wakefield. Now they finally decide to set it all up again. Once again, Todd Mulvaney shouting out instructions. He is getting a workout today. Dwyer with the ball on the right side, back to the top of the key. Now he moves it over to Langtree on the far side. Bounce pass into the corner. It is going to be Powers in there. Back out front to Langtree. Langtree trying to find an open man, and Matt Vogel comes out with the ball. So the Sydney Warriors, trailing by 8, would like to get 2 right now and bring it down to a 6-point ball game. Wilt has an opening. He is, he's not going to be fouled from behind. He goes out to Alex Heil. I was really surprised that Wilt didn't take that one himself. Heil's shot is off, and the Blue Devils will come out with the ball again. Dwyer to Langtree. Langtree going to be watched in there by Josh Wills. Now they will go off to Wakefield, and Wakefield puts it up and through. So when the Warriors get down to 8, all of a sudden it goes back up to 10. 32-22 is our score. Dylan Umbra, 3-point ball game from the left side. He puts up a 3-point jumper. 32-25. I said 3-point ball game, 3-point play. Pass goes into Wakefield. Wakefield back out front to Powers. Powers dribbles a couple of times, puts it up, and I didn't see hands go up, so I guess it's only 2. 34-25. It looked like a 3-pointer to me. So it's a 9-point ball game. 5 minutes coming up on the clock. Bounce pass out to Tanner Westcott. Westcott goes to Umbra. Umbra shoots it up. He goes sprawling on the floor. I don't know if that was play acting or somebody actually hit him. But the Blue Devils will have the ball. 4:45. Play coming out to Powers. Powers holds it up. Matt Vogel looking him right in the eye. Now they'll go off to Nick Dwyer. Dwyer puts it in the air, and it goes up. Grabbed down by the Sydney Warriors. Back in bounds, but look out. Pass, pass, pass by the Blue Devils. Coming down the lane from right to left is Ryan Westcott. Westcott puts it up. And it is now an 11-point ball game, 36-25. Just a sweet, sweet contest. What did I say? Wrong name. Okay, it is Ryan Nesbitt. Excuse me. Sometimes you don't know what you say. Alex Kyle, number 33, gets two back for the Sydney Warriors, 36-27. We're inside four. Langtree bouncing, dribbling. Slowly, finally feeds it off, has a man open off on the far side, shot put up, but they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Sydney ball. Up off the bench, coming back in, Andy Kozak. Kozak this time is going to be replacing Josh Wiltz. So we will see Matt Vogel still in this contest as the final few moments of this ball game go. 3:45 showing on the clock. Vogel cross midcourt, goes over to Umbra. Umbra holding the ball over his head. Now comes back out front to Vogel. Vogel around, bounce pass goes in to Umbra. Umbra is going to be, let's see, I believe they say foul by number three. Yep. So it's going to be a holding violation against Dylan Langtree. Inbounding situation for the Sydney Warriors. 3:31, final quarter of this ball game. 9-point Moravia lead. Oop! Off in the air. They intended it there for Dylan Umbra. It was not on the mark. Stolen away. Dylan Langtree goes in for two on a rather easy layup. 38-27 is our score. Here comes Tanner Westcott. Westcott off to... I'm trying to see who they got to. Okay, Westcott's going to get it back in any event. It'll be bounced off to Umbra. Umbra is walloped, and we are going to have a foul. This foul called against number 12, and yep, that is going to be Dylan Powers. Thought they were going to call it initially against Langtree, but they didn't. So Dylan Powers is the man who is going to commit the miscue that sends Dylan Umbra to the line again. Nothing but the bottom of the hoop. 38-28 is our score. 3:04 left in the ball game. Langtree goes back and talks to the coaching staff of the Blue Devils. Well, at the foul line, it is going to be up and nothing but the front of the rim that time. Apparently, there was a violation. They're going to have him shooting one more. Umbra missed that second one, but he will go for a third one. To be quite honest, I didn't catch what the violation was, but the third one is up and good, and we are going to have Coach Mike Rizzi calling timeout. So we have a pause in the action, and we have ourselves a 38-29 ball game. You're listening to Moravia beating the Sydney Warriors right here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Along with Chase Miller here from Moravia High School, and it's a 38-29 ball game.
Right now, Umbra has 14 points. He's the highest score.
So the high score for the Sydney Warriors, Umbra, Dylan Umbra, We had a no pass along to us at the end of three quarters of play at Elmira Notre Dame. It is 41-19 Spencer Van Etten. So it looks like if the games were to end right now, it would be Elmira Notre Dame against Moravia down at the arena. Sydney with the ball. It's going to be off on the far side to Kozak. Kozak to Tanner. West it down the center of the lane. It is a seven-point game. 31 for the Sydney Warriors, 38 for the Blue Devils. The ball moved in very deliberately now. 2:22 showing on the clock. Definitely a stall as far as the Blue Devils are concerned. Delay of game is definitely in their interest. The foul will be given by number 12, Andy Kozak. Kozak gives a foul for the Sydney Warriors. An inbounding situation for the Blue Devils. Stepping out is Powers. Powers fires it into Langtry. Langtry, top of the key. He is going to be watched by Josh Wilt, and he's going to stick to him like glue. Lots of passing, no fouls being given by the Sydney Warriors, but no attempt at a basket for the Moravia Blue Devils. Bounce pass into the corner, far side. It goes in to Powers. Powers comes back out front to Langtry, and somebody's going to have to give a foul quickly. Ryan Nesbitt feeds it off, and it's going to be in underneath is number 22, Lee Wakefield. Wakefield finally takes the basket and gets the basket for the Blue Devils. 40-31 is our score. Bounce pass for the Sydney Warriors. It is going to be Alec Pyle. Pyle right in the center of the lane. He is going to have to tie up Ryan Nesbitt because Nesbitt uses his height to go up and grab it down. He finally feeds it out to Dylan Langtry. And with 1 minute and 13 seconds, it looks like the fate is sealed. Dylan Powers dribbling the ball, comes off to Wakefield. Wakefield back to Powers. Powers is going to be fouled in there by number 12, Andy Kozak. Kozak, another inbounding situation. Kozak now has the third team foul for the Sydney Warriors. Inbounding situation for the Blue Devils. Powers again fires it all the way cross court to Lee Wakefield. 1 minute mark in this ball game. He goes to Langtry. Langtry back out to, oh, look out, stolen by the Sydney Warriors. They'll go in to number 21, Dylan Umbra, and Umbra's shot goes around the rim and comes back out, and we are going to have timeout called by the Blue Devils. A break in this ball game. It is a 40-31 contest with 45 seconds left. And it looks like Moravia will end up winning it. You're listening to Basketball on a Wednesday night on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So we have ourselves a 40-31 contest. And the timeout is finally over. Both teams coming back for the last 45 seconds. The Moravia Blue Devils fan whooping it up. The police officials are not letting anybody get out of step here. There are three officers, big burly officers, right down in front of us, and they are not letting anybody get out of hand. Inbound play will come into Wakefield. Wakefield into the corner. It is going to be into the hands of Dwyer, and Dwyer is going to be fouled. 41 seconds left in this contest. And it will be another inbounding situation, so once again, Dylan Powers is the man who goes in, and everybody says, all right, we're going to try to make this one go. Whoop, look out. Alec Kyle goes to the hoop. He steals the ball, goes the length of the court, And the Sydney Warriors now trail it by 7, 40-33. And immediately, Coach Brazee is going to call timeout. So you never know how these things are going to go. Whew! A dandy of a contest. For those of you who may have missed the results, and I don't know how anybody could at this point, it's been a pretty intense day. Tioga topped Bainbridge Guilford 67-44 in the Class C girls contest last night. At the same time, Harpersville was dismantling the Blue Devil ladies of Moravia by an 82-53 score. So in a 5 o'clock game at the arena come Saturday, it will be Tioga, number one, taking on Harpersville. Harpersville was ranked in there at number three. And we will probably be seeing Moravia taking on Elmira Notre Dame. We don't know that for another 38 seconds. Both teams now out of the conferences at the bench, and it will be a foul given in there. Who are they going to say? Number 2-1. Yep, it is going to be against number 21, Dylan Umbra. 37 seconds. That girls' game will be at 5 o'clock at the arena. The boys' game will be at 6:45, and we are going to be having another timeout called by, I believe, Sydney again. So we have a pause in the action. 37 seconds left, and the Sydney Warriors are trying to get 7 points in 37 seconds. We'll be back with the conclusion of this game coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Harry Graves and Chase Miller from Moravia on WCDL.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Final 37 seconds of this ball game. Moravia fires it down the full length of the court, and it goes out of bounds. So the ball comes back untouched to the Sydney Warriors end of the field. Look out. It is going to be Tanner Weston. He put up what would have been a three-pointer, but it wouldn't go. And with that, we are going to have another 6 seconds disappear. We will have a foul called and another inbounding situation for the Blue Devils. I'm being distracted momentarily because we're going to have a Blue Devil timeout also. So we want to keep this going as long as we can. Oh, what a great one. What a great one. It has been a real pleasure to do first football games with you, my friend, along with Dave Keller. And now to fill in for Greg Davey for a few basketball games. This time it happens to be commitments that he has to Out of the Woodwork players. He is going to be playing in the Pitt Orchestra for an upcoming event that they have. And as a result, it's rehearsal time. And heck of a note when it takes two of us to match one of him. Here we go. Final few seconds. It is going to be a guy by the name of Tanner Westcott who reaches out and puts his hands around the belly of one of the Blue Devils. And it is going to send Nick Dwyer to the line. 40-33 is our score. If you recall, bang, 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 three quick long shots started this ball game as Ryan Nesbitt managed to put in some long ones. And it was very quickly a 10-point lead for Moravia. They have never trailed. Dwyer at the foul line puts up the first of two, 41-33. He will get one more. And with that, up and through, 42-33, a 9-point ball game. Umbra the full length of the court. Now he'll hand it off to number 33, Alex Kyle puts up a long one. And I'm waiting to see. Yep, a three-pointer. They've changed the scoreboard up to 36. So it is now a six-point contest, 22 seconds. And I believe it was Coach Rizzi who called timeout this time. So we have 22.1 seconds on the clock. 42-36 is our score. Now we get to strategy time. I think everybody would have felt a little bit better if this was strategy time with 2 minutes left instead of 22 seconds, but so it goes. I want to give mention to many of the Sydney Warriors who are sitting the bench today, because pretty much outside of Matt Vogel being in there, we haven't seen too many. Logan Raymond was also made a very brief appearance. But George Shealy, a junior, Brandon Walters, a sophomore, Corbin Curley, a senior, Tom O'Halloran, a senior. We want to make sure that we mention them because they have been an important part of this team. Here we go. Final 22 seconds. Slapping the ball will be Lee Wakefield. And he finally feeds it in, and the ball is going to be batted away and tied up at midcourt. It was batted away by number 12. That is Andy Kozak. Kozak is going to be called with a foul, but there was certainly all action going toward the ball. There was no intentional foul on that one. So that means that Dylan Powers will come down to the foul line. The sophomore puts it up and through, and that makes it now a 43-36 contest. He's going to try for another one. And it will not go. Up into the air and grabbed immediately is going to be Nick Dwyer. Dwyer trying to bring it down. We're going to have another foul called against the Sydney Warriors. And going to the foul line will be Nick Dwyer again. So Dwyer, a senior, could get the last point in this ballgame. 16 and a half seconds, and he nails the first of two, 44-36, an eight-point ball game, Moravia leading it. Dwyer going to shoot another. And you can probably hear the bouncing of the ball. And now he makes it again, 45-36. One of the things that tells the difference in this ballgame is the number of fouls. Whoa, three-pointer, Alex Heil, number 33, gets a loose ball and puts it up, and now we have 1.9 seconds left in this ballgame. Another foul is called. This one is going to be on number 21, Dylan Umbra. So it will be Nick Dwyer going to the foul line. I said before he might score the last point of the ballgame. I didn't mean it was going to be one more series. But he will go to the foul line again. 45-39 is our score. 10 fouls this half for the Sydney Warriors, only 2 for Moravia. The first one by Dwyer rims around the iron and drops away harmlessly. He'll shoot another. Senior in no hurry at all, and the second one is through, 46-39, that one by Dwyer was good. The ball is going to be batted out of bounds, 1.3 seconds on the clock, and they say, come on, let's get one of the Sydney Warriors over here to take it. So stepping out of bounds will be Josh Wiltz. Wiltz looks for an open man, fires it into the corner to Alex Kyle. Kyle, a long shot, goes up. It will not score. He got lots of iron, but nothing more. So our final score here tonight, 46 points for Moravia and 39 points for the Sydney Warriors. As we said before, at the end of three complete periods of play, Spencer Van Etten was beating Elmira Notre Dame 41-19, so it looks as though it will be Spencer Van Etten and Moravia in the Class C Boys Championship at the arena coming up on Saturday night. We'll be back with a final scoring recap if you get all of the points figured up, and we'll be ready to go here in just a couple of moments. You're listening to Sydney High School Basketball on a Wednesday night on radio station WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So, folks, it was an interesting ball game. Dylan Umbra, once again, leading the way for the Sydney Warriors, ended up unofficially with 14 points. But I'll tell you, Alex Heil put on a very strong fourth quarter, came up with 10 of his 12 points. He ends the night with 12. 8 points put in by Tanner Westcott, 3 points. Andy Kozak, 2 points. Matt Vogel. So those are unofficial stats. Hopefully we'll be able to verify them before we leave. If we go over to the other side, that is toward Moravia, we see 3 men with 11 points. Son of a gun. We have Ryan Nesbitt, Lee Wakefield, and Nick Dwyer all coming in with 11 points. Then we have 7 for Dylan Powers, and 6 put through by Dylan Langtree. So if everything looks as we think it does, it looks like we have a five-man scoring machine for Moravia. So that means we have to look at the outstanding offensive and outstanding defensive players, and then we pack up and get ourselves over the snow and windy hills. At NBT Bank, you're never far from the star. That's the star that stands for personal and powerful community banking. Reach for your star with NBT Bank. Member FDIC, they bring to you the offensive player. And I think that the offensive player probably should go to the man who started this whole thing tonight. Ryan Nesbitt came up with a three-pointer early in the ballgame, another three-pointer early in the ballgame, and a third three-pointer, all in the opening quarter. He had to share the eventual lead with a couple of his teammates at 11 points, but he got Moravia off almost single-handedly to a very quick start. So he is our NBT Offensive Player of the Ballgame. As we said, Ryan Nesbitt, congratulations. As far as the dynamic defensive player is concerned, well, Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting all of the Tri-Town area's local sports teams. The fine folks at the Meng Agency, and they have named the defensive player number 20. That is Nick Dwyer. So 2 Moravia Blue Devil seniors end up sharing the honors tonight for offensive and defensive player. Ryan Nesbitt, the offensive player. Nick Dwyer, the defensive player. The Blue Devils looked good, and they certainly ought to have a little bit of your support going into the Broome County Arena in a game at 6:45 on Saturday. And as we mentioned before, It will be Tioga and Harpersville in a contest from the Broome County Arena at 5 o'clock, and that should be a dandy. And who have we been looking at?
Hannah Kimmel and Kara McDuffie.
And it's probably going to be two ladies going head-to-head. Hannah Kimmel had 39 points against Moravia last night. Kara McDuffie had 23 points against Bainbridge Guilford. Two really fine athletes. Harry Graves, along with Chase Miller, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears tonight. And with that, we'll say good night again from Moravia. You're listening to High School Basketball live here on WCDO.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.